Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
To the media yesterday, and usually you don't hear a player so vocal about a player that's not with the team anymore. And look, he's showing support for his guy, but he was asked about Mike Padel because it's been noticeable in run stuffing in particular. Not only Derek Nnadi grading out so poorly on PFF system, but Mike Pinnell's playing for Cincinnati. He's doing a nice job there. Here's what Chris Jones had to say.
Everything, and hopefully, life do a full circle and we get my guy back. Mike Pinnell is a heck of a locker room guy. So many things I can say about my brother. We got to get my brother back.
For context, the beginning when he says everything, he was asked, what are you missing not having Mike Padel here? And he says, everything. And then you heard the rest of his answer. Like, they're not getting Mike Padel back. Like, one, I don't want them giving up a draft asset to bring him back because that'd be two interior defensive linemen that they let go that they would be giving up draft capital for. I don't think that's a good strategy. Also, Cincinnati,
lost last night, they might just
if they're not going to cut him, I don't think, and they're not going to trade him to Kansas City anyway.
Sometimes
that
veterans,
third round pick, egregious.
You'd be lucky to get a conditional sixth.
Yes. Here's the thing. Sometimes if a team and he made this comment before Cincinnati had played. Sometimes if teams fall out of it, which Cincinnati still could, but isn't at the moment, sometimes when teams fall out of it, they'll let the like Mike Padel level veteran be like, hey, I'd like to leave the Suggs. I'd like to leave and go play for a contender, please. And teams normally will cut that person go and let them be free to go find a team. At Mike Pinnell's career arc, they'll sometimes just let that man
They got to lose like four or five in a row for that to happen. Talking about Cincinnati, obviously.
I thought the bigger or more troubling sign about this is like some of this stuff is like the leadership part or all these other things is. It's not great because that is definitively, and by the way, I think he's already doing some of this on the sideline. That's definitively calling out the other people on the defensive line. That is calling out Derek Nnadi. That is calling out
Omar
Norman.
He's got the cachet to do it, though.
Fine, but like he has made mistakes this year. This all goes down to the same thing. You get to be the criticizer just as long as you're playing clean football and not screwing things up. And a couple times this year, he's had a few moments. I'm not saying he's not a great player or a future Hall of Famer. He's all those things. But he's got to make sure that he's got these guys on his side, too.
Yeah, I'm not worried
about
that.
And so there's part of me that's just like, I'm not saying it's like, but be careful. Because if it's just about Mike Pinnell's my boy and I want him back in town and you keep it to that, you're okay. If this is because we need him real bad because our defensive line stinks, you are calling on half the people in that room. And while I think they might eventually make a trade for it anyway, you got to be careful with that dynamic sometimes. That's all.
I hear what you're saying. Yeah, I took a lot of it as he was asked about Mike Padel, and he's like, yeah, I missed the guy, basically, and they're good friends. But I do think if he knows deep down, if we can see it from the outside, Chris Jones knows it, and the Chiefs know it right now that on the interior defensive line opposite Chris Jones, they're not getting much, and Derek Nnadi's not having a good season. Plain and simple. He's just not. And that's not just because of the PFF grades. We had Nate Taylor in talking about it. Nate has covered this team for a while as well, and he talks to people around the league. The perception is also reality a little bit there. Like, he's not playing well. He's just not. Talking about Derek Nnadi.
Yeah, and again, and this is not Spack's fault, if the only nice thing, you can say about it, be like, hey, say something nice about Drew, and you're like, he wears clothes, and you're like, that's just a thing. You're just stating a thing about a person.
Yeah,
That's kind of what essentially I think we got out of Spack's, which is like, Well, he stands in his gap. I'm like, Spags. And he knows this, and he can't say something negative. I'm not expecting him to say something negative. It's, if that's the only thing you can say about it, then a lot of things not going well. That is the bare minimum job a defensive lineman can do, is he is in the right place. And so they got to be, all I'm saying is it's a little bit interesting, but I also think that this team's not stupid. They probably do know what we know, Gold, which is this team does need defensive line help. They don't get to the quarterback enough. A lot of teams are having this issue in the NFL. They're not alone. Look at last night's game. Steelers couldn't get pressure, and neither could the Bengals. Those two teams dropped 30 on each other for that reason.
A lot of people on the text line, I've seen like four texts about it, saying, hey, no, this is kind of similar when Chris Jones was saying about Frank Clark, when Frank Clark had left. That's fair. Yeah, and at that point in time, eventually Frank Clark got cut, and then he just didn't have it, right?
Yeah.
He just didn't have it anymore.
But that might be the case. I'm not saying that's the case with Pinnell. I haven't watched him play much this year. But
you mean you're not tracking interior defensive linemen all across the league?
No. I had to go look up earlier because I was like, oh, you know what? I wonder what Turk Wharton's sack numbers are.
What's he doing in Carolina?
So he had 6.5 sacks last year for Kansas City. He has 1 sack in Carolina this year, but he's only played in 2 games. He's injured.
Hurt. Okay.
He's had hamstring and other related injuries. He's only played in 2 games for Carolina. So their big offseason, one of their big offseason signings. And some of this goes back to this. The Chiefs made 2 big offseason signings. One looked like was just sitting on it, right? And Jalen Moore is now going to pay some very serious dividends.
No doubt.
That one is like, well, we don't know what's going on with Josh Simmons. I can tell you right now, Andy Reid's talking today at 1, so is Rashee Rice.
Yeah, we'll
carry that. Something tells me later when Andy Reid speaks at 1, we're not going to find anything out more about Josh Simmons. Maybe he'll say he'll be out Sunday. Maybe he'll say they're putting him on the NFI list. Maybe he won't say anything at all. But that Jalen Moore sign is going to pay dividends. The other big offseason signing they made, and this is always the problem, is Christian Fulton, who's also not playing. He was a healthy scratch this previous week.
Yep.
You could have spent $10 million a year, $20 million total, like Christian Fulton money, on a defensive lineman who definitively would be playing. Now, look, you got the depth. If any injury happens in the secondary, similar, not an injury for Simmons, but an absence occurs, you'll be happy you have Christian Fulton. But the two guys they gave the money to right now were backups and not playing, or hurt and not playing, or both in Christian Fulton's case. And one now is, under very unusual circumstances, admittedly. So Christian Fulton's just like kicking it. Feels like they could have spent some of that money on the defensive line.
I think Fulton will eventually play, but it's not anytime soon at this point. As you said, he's been standing right there on the sideline. A lot of it is not practicing enough.
What did they give up for Derek Nottie? They gave up a pick, didn't they?
It was part of the Sky. What they got for Sky Moore with San Francisco, they basically essentially swapped it back over in New York. I think.
That's right. Okay. Well, if it was the trade for Sky Moore, then whatever.
Took that pick and said, here you go, New York. Give us
a conditional 7th round pick in exchange for a conditional 6th round selection is what they traded for Derek Nottie. So.
Yeah, someone also brought up, don't forget, Jeremy Tillery they signed. Yeah, he was another defensive lineman they brought in.
They gave him like a very small deal, didn't they? I thought of that as below Christian Fulton and below Jalen
Moore.
I
think they thought he was going to be somebody, though, that could rotate around.
He signed 1 year, $2 million. Yeah. 1.79. I'm actually
But he's a defensive tackle as well. So if you're,
he was on the missed tackle on Trevor Lawrence when he made that crazy run at the end.
That is true.
But it's also just like,
he's got one sack on
that. And I'm not saying Derek Nottie makes a ton of money, but he's a full-time starter. Jerry Tillery makes $1.79 million. I'm not going to, come after him every week. Chris Jones, George Karloftis, Charles Omenihu, people they paid real money to. And I'm not saying they didn't pay Charles Omenihu a ton either, but they paid him a lot more than $1.79 million. Those are the players that we're always going to talk more and more and more about.
Nobody's saying that guys are more important. I think it's just that, hey, they have typically had a third guy or at least someone on the interior that has an impact. And right now it feels like they're not getting anybody else to have an impact on the interior. Because, Derek Nottie's only making $1 million this year. I mean, it's
Omenihu's making $4 million. Turns out, when you spend all your money, and look, here's the thing. This is how imperfect teams work. You know what they spend all their money on? Offensive line.
Good.
Drafted a first-round left tackle, spent a bunch of money, and they still trade Tooney away. But a second-round pick is this, the highest-paid center, the highest-paid guard, the highest-paid right tackle. They put all their resources there, and it's working. Before, they had one of the most expensive defensive lines. Shocker, Gold, it was better. When it was one of the league's most defensive lines. The thing is, it's not a cheap defensive line because Karloftis and Chris Jones are expensive. Now, Karloftis' big money dollar hasn't really kicked in, or big dollar amount hasn't really kicked in yet.
And I still think.
And then they just threw peanuts at the rest of it, and it's showing right now. That's all.
And I still think when Karloftis' number really gets up there, you'll see other guys that get paid, it'll actually be a number. You're like, oh, you know what? That's not too bad.
Nah, number was okay.
It'll end up being a very good deal for the Kansas City Chiefs here in 2 years. I'm telling you.
People didn't want to hear that out either because he's at the top of the league. He's in the top 5 of pressures. and he's got a good sack total. I don't, you know, like I'm not worried about.
They need interior defensive line help. That'll be. I mean, I know we all think of edge, but they need some interior defensive line help. Maybe there's a minor move they can make.
They just need it somewhere. Like I don't care if it's edge or interior. They need help at both. So whichever one you think you can get for the right price is fine with me. Look, he's nowhere near the top of the league in sacks, George Karlaftis. That's probably, without looking, Nick Benito. He's got like a million of them, doesn't he? He has 8 sacks.
And he might be the defensive player of the year.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.